When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, and welcome back to the brand new View from the Afternoon. It's not quite ready yet. We're working on it still, but ordered a new background for like £500.
Expensive.
Just didn't arrive.
Didn't come.
It got lost, so they sent another one.
Oh, so where is it?
And it came back as refused delivery. So they're sending a third. I've asked for a refund, but it's like they'd rather just print another one.
God. So dumb, man.
Well, eventually it'll arrive, hopefully, maybe.
I hope so.
In another podcast. You'll have to watch the next one.
Hey, but you know what? This looks quite nice.
Yeah, it does.
Elephant in the room, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, you got the view as well for now.
Hey,
yeah.
So now you can see what the view from the afternoon actually looks like.
Finally.
Rare.
So We're doing this one before the setup is ready to discuss a festival that we just went to, the first proper festival of the year, which was Tomorrowland Winter.
Yeah, Tomorrowland Winter, baby!
A good time was had.
It was a great time.
In retrospect.
It truly, because it was something that I was looking forward to, don't get me wrong, but just thinking about how much fun we had last time. And when it's us four together, you know it's like you're already going like on the right foot of like this is going to be fucking sick.
Well, it's the travel squad, isn't it?
It's
the travel squad. We always have our own fun either way.
The Rio squad.
That's it.
So what have we done? We've done Rock for People, Rock in Rio, Tomorrowland.
You know what? This squad was born at Rock for People.
One? Yeah,
and it was really I think we found the connection. Dancing around that pole at Rock for People. I think that's when we finally knew.
If only we could do that again squad. This year.
You can only dream. So I forgot how these go, to be honest. What do? We just talk about the process.
We just start
through the whole thing.
We just talk about what went down at the festival, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
What is Tomorrowland Winter, first of all, Robert?
Tomorrowland Winter is a Prez ski festival in taking place in the French Alps. Just one little village over from Rise Festival, where we went in December. Mm. Had a great time. There's 22,000 capacity, and it utilizes both mountaintop stages as well as purpose-built Tomorrowland-esque stages with pyro and,
like down in the village.
Yeah, like theatrics, I guess, is the word I'm looking for. We've had Tomorrowland Winter.
Tomorrowland Winter.
That must be a new one.
Don't make me laugh because my ribs.
You don't have to laugh. We're laughing.
It's really bad today. I don't know. I'm going to survive neck deep.
I know, mate.
It's going to be a killer.
Brutal for you.
We've had Tomorrowland Winter on our radar since we went to Tomorrowland, which was the best festival I've personally ever been to. So the expectation was high. And there was a few things we were worried about before going. We paid for our tickets.
Yep. We sure did.
Yeah, we did.
A lot of pennies for those tickets.
Yeah, they were not cheap.
It's because we were like so excited about going. So we're like, right, we need to make sure we...
It just wasn't a risk worth taking. Like, if we don't get accredited, then we're going either way. So just buy the tickets and then we'll definitely know we're going.
We were just saying it, weren't we, last year at Tomorrowland. We're like, we have to go to it. We're like, yeah, this has been so much fun. We need to go to it. It would be dumb not to. And lo and behold, what ended up happening?
Yeah, we did end up getting accredited, which could have saved us a couple of grand. The thing with us is we don't get accredited for everything. I'd say maybe half the things we get accredited for, perhaps. But when you think of like old media, like Channel 4 or BBC. Newspaper or DJ Mag, Mix Mag, like they're like a big team. And it doesn't matter to them if with 1 week's notice, Tomorrowland have accredited them.
Yeah.
And then they can send out a couple of junior reporters onto site. Money's no object. They're a big business kind of thing.
It's like if the flights are grand, that's what it is.
Yeah, like it's just a cost of business. Whereas for us, because we're so small and independent, like we do need to know like
in advance.
A good few weeks in advance, usually. And, you know, as we get closer to Tomorrowland Winter, we decide we need to pull the trigger and get the tickets. So we bought the non-refundable tickets and then got accredited.
Yeah. The annoying thing as well is we pretty much decide our year up front.
Yeah.
So that we've got something to aim for. And then we reach out for accreditation. Mm-hmm. But this one took quite a while.
Sure did.
But
the priority always is, though, on going to the events that we want to cover. And if we have to drop a few grand to do so, then that's just the cost. That's the cost of business, like it is for Channel 4. Like, would rather do that and put out a good video than go somewhere that we have been accredited, but maybe it's actually no one's going to fucking watch it because no one cares. But we care about this one, so that's why we wanted to do it.
Tomorrowland was our biggest video last year.
Yeah, it's our third biggest video ever.
Yeah, it is after the two Coachellas. So maybe actually it was our second biggest last year, but just trailing behind Coachella.
Yeah.
So when we went to Tomorrowland, we booked it through a company called P1 Travel because we booked it late. And the only things available were... like those kind of packages.
Tents.
And it was fucking excellent.
Yeah.
It was great.
You could even take those tents.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, if we did it again, that Tomorrowland, that's how we'd probably do it, to be fair. Like, it was just perfect for us.
Especially any festival abroad. Like, it's just worth paying the price for, like, the premium package and, like, having your tent and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because as we've figured out, we'll do it. We'll take the tent. We'll take the £30 shitter. But you're only going to get that. And maybe at something like Tomorrowland, you want something a bit nicer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So we booked everything individually, which is, you know, and we thought of and discussed all the risks and issues we could possibly run into before we went there. We really did try and figure it out and think about it.
You say the risks. Mm. You can buy a ticket of just the 4-day pass or just the 7-day pass with no lodging, no nothing. So that would insinuate that you're going to have no problem
that is
getting your own accommodation, getting there every day, leaving, etc. There's going to be public transport available like there is at most festivals.
Very true, yeah. It's not like they sell you a ticket and go, hang on.
Yeah.
It's going to be a piss take, this.
Although I did, when we got like the email to say like, you excited for Tomorrowland? And it said, like, ways to get to Tomorrowland. And one of them was like, by car, by train, by flying in. And it said, like, the closest airport to Tomorrowland Winter is in Lyon. Two hours in a car away. It's like, but that's still by car. That's not by plane. Yeah. Like, it's not like download where you fly into the airport next door.
Yeah, there's still a significant amount of car.
Yeah, that's like a two-hour journey in the car.
So we knew... We found an Airbnb and it was the closest one, and it was about €400 maybe.
Wrong, it was the only one.
It was the only one. Sorry, and we did a trial run before going, like, sat here, booking an Uber from there to Tomorrowland Winter, and it worked, and it did work.
I got an Uber immediately. I booked it and then I cancelled it very quickly, and it worked. I just wanted to be sure that, like. Worst case scenario, I know there are Ubers that go up there because sometimes on Uber it'll say like, oh yeah, Uber's in this area, but there's just never any taxes.
Yeah.
And I thought, in this village, there's a risk there that like it might be like that. But no, got an Uber immediately. It was like 30 to 40 euro, split between four of you, like 10 euro ahead to get home. No problem. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
It all seemed like it was
good
to go. Good to go.
So we the day comes and we get on the EasyJet. And it was a lovely flight.
It was
out.
Good, that.
Yeah. Pringle, beer.
Pringle and beer.
Pringles and beer. Paprika.
New album by Ludacris.
Really nice flight. Just sat playing Spyro, hour and 30 minutes or so. Then we land, we pick up the car, didn't we? That was cool.
Yeah, that were cool.
Yeah, big
new
up
experience.
Ligu, if that's how you pronounce it. Ligu. One of the best rental experiences I've ever had. Yeah. Like, no speaking to anyone, which is, like, exactly what I want. I don't want to speak to anyone and have that awkward, like, language barrier conversation.
Yeah.
Pick up the car, swipe up in the app, it unlocks.
No need to queue at a desk or anything. Fantastic.
It's, like, our most efficient experience of getting out of an airport. Hand luggage only.
Yep.
Go straight to the car, it's there waiting.
Yeah, and it was nice weather when we got there as well. It was lovely
weather.
It was
good weather all weekend, to be fair.
So we got the car, nice weather, easy flight.
Just had to get to the festival, right?
Just had to get, well, to accommodation first.
Ah, the accommodation.
Yeah.
So we set off driving and the vibes are good. We got some music playing, the car's nice. And it's dark by the time we arrive at like the Airbnb address. And I usually get shit like this wrong. Like, I'm not very good at like using a map or, you know.
Your sense of direction's terrible. Mm.
Yeah, it really is. Unless I need to know it, I'm terrible at getting it. Like, so even at like Tomorrowland, like if you know how to walk to the main stage,
I remember because it was.
I just don't need to learn.
Let's be clear on this. That's a real thing. I don't like. But people, when people say like, "Oh, my brain doesn't know this," like, take some accountability.
Yeah, you're right.
Your brain.
You're right. The brain's all you are.
Yeah.
All we are is our brains. But yeah, like if I don't have to make that, like if I went on my own, I'd know everything. Yeah. But in my own head, kind of think, this information, I don't need it because I can just follow Jake.
You're in real passenger princess mode. my feet up on the dash. Shock will let me know where I need to go next.
So anyway, my point is I wasn't...
To the merch for the third time.
I wasn't very confident in my own usage of the map. So I think you might have looked at it as well. And it was pointing us to...
yeah.
The Haunted Bibliothèque.
You're on about the old Google Maps. So you booked this place called Auris. So on what was it, Airbnb?
Yeah.
It just tells you like this Airbnb is in Auris. And when it comes to like the day of the booking, that's when they'll tell you the precise location. But it just didn't do that. You had to message him for the exact address. So the only thing that we had to go on is this pin in Airbnb, open that in Google Maps, and then it just took us to literally just wherever the pin was in Auris. That was the Haunted Bibliothèque.
And we had a real look around the Haunted Bibliothèque, didn't we? Because we were like, surely this isn't where we're staying.
It's a shame that we didn't capture it, because obviously we were just focused on
where the fuck
this
is
not going to be a running joke. When the bibliothèque kind of thing, like,
don't worry, they can all look at it on Google Maps. Just search Auris in Google Maps. Auris, France.
It was so funny when I got out of the car and like thought we were staying there, and then walked up to scope it out.
Well, because that was the thing. You walked up to scope it out, realized it was like a bibliothèque, and there was another kind of like house behind it.
Just call it a library. We're back in England. We're still calling it a bibliothèque.
But there was a house behind it.
No entry.
Which obviously, at this point now, because it was all like fenced off, but you were like, oh, maybe it is that. But obviously now it's like, well, that was someone's fucking house. Yeah,
we got there at 7, 8 p.m, right? Yeah. It was dark. We had no point of reference. And the thing is with Airbnbs, it's not as a massive fucking Holiday Inn.
Five star.
There's no like fucking gloom and sign outside of it. It's just like, oh yeah, it might be down this dirt road.
Yeah,
I guess we'll go down there. Nope.
So fucking around, driving in the car, up and down.
We must have been doing that for like
an hour.
At least an hour.
And you know, like it was good for me after like we all kind of looked and we were all just equally kind of lost. Because I thought, oh, I've fucked this up. But it was actually just...
Also dying for a piss at this point as well.
Well, what was mad is I ended up finding it through this random ass fucking website that had like nothing to do with like Airbnb or anything like that. Like, because the place we were staying was like, there was like two of them. There was like A and B, and we were staying in B, but you could only find the location for A. So it's like, well, obviously you'd assume that B's next to it.
Mm.
And it was, but you couldn't tell that in the dark because the entrance was like around the corner and it just wasn't very clear. And I just found like the address for it on this random ass website. And it was the only place like we found out where it was. And we just got really lucky.
Yeah. And then we, after finding it, celebrated that we finally had somewhere to sleep for the night, and we went inside, and it was
tiny as fuck.
It was tiny. It was cozy. That's the polite way of putting it. It was cozy.
It wasn't even cozy. A job.
Yeah, it was just like a small like London apartment. Is how I would describe it, like a city apartment.
And it was, you know, the guy messaged us on the day like, by the way, there's no bedding, so Jake drew the short straw for no real reason, but Jake slept without bedding all weekend. The shower like only ran for like
three showers.
They
yeah.
say three showers. Like I take a long shower, but even a reasonable length shower for me that I had on the last day before bed used up 2.5 of those showers, yeah. and that wasn't a long shower. It was just shit.
Jay, did you set a timer once in the shower?
No.
I heard your alarm going off and I thought, I think I was
just my alarm.
I thought, oh, he's been a good lad and he's set a timer. Like,
I mean, sorry. What I meant to say there was, yeah. I set an alarm for us.
The rooms were wild as well because it was just one room with a bunk bed and then a double bed and then there was a sofa with obviously no bedding or anything for it. So me and Jake had the bunk bed and that room was like a blackout room. Yeah, man. Like once the door was closed, it was...
Yeah, there was no window in either room.
There was no window in ours
so,
either, wasn't
so
there?
What I found out on the last night as well is like every night when we were trying to sleep, I was like, I'd wake up and I'd be like fucking bowing up. And I thought, oh, that radiator's been on. Waited till last night and I was like, I'm going to turn that radiator off because I can't fucking go to sleep. Wasn't on at all. It was just because there's no ventilation at all.
It was bad.
It was just horrendously warm in those rooms.
Shittle.
One thing that really, I mean, I know we've only stayed in two of these places now, but the thing with like these, like chalet type, are the chalets?
I guess they would be.
It's a real stretch for that one in particular, but I'll allow it.
They've got some mad ass fucking rules.
Yeah.
Like, I guess, it's an Airbnb, it's someone else's home, but like to the point of where we had to like turn off the electric, turn off the water, like all this other shit. And they even said on our thing of like, you must clean the house or whatever because my mum just comes in and tidies at the end.
Yeah, my mum comes and cleans it for the tenant because the tenant doesn't do it. And it's like,
hey, guess what? Guess what? I ain't gonna fucking do that because you didn't give us any toilet roll, you cunts.
I'm never ever gonna stay in it. Personally, I'll never ever stay at an Airbnb because there's just too much shit you have to deal with. Yeah. I want to leave the room just how it is.
Yep.
And like, know there's housekeeping and stuff like that, and it'll be sorted. I don't want to like have to wash the fucking pillowcase.
There's a line in the line. When I'm in a hotel, generally, I'll kind of make the bed a little bit and, you know, make it look as in case. Housekeeping just so happens to be coming in as I'm leaving, kind of thing. Or there was one time when
making the bed for a hotel.
I don't make it, but
you just put your
quilt. I make it look like at least
he's tried.
Yeah, because one time we trashed a hotel in Paris, me, Chris, and Mary, and I left the DSLR in there.
Oh,
and I had to go and get it. This was a long time ago.
actually,
Chris went and got it. But so in this instance as well, there was no. His mum wasn't coming to clean up. He did say his mum usually does, but it was just a handover straight to another tenant.
Was it?
Yeah, I thought I told you.
Oh
this.
God, that shower was awful. So this is the thing. So we're not going to leave it in a state, right? What we didn't do is like prop out, like have a little rinse down in the shower, which you would do if like, you know, it's your home or whatever, or like you're staying at a friend's.
Yeah.
But we just left that back of the shower bit just like caked in. Yeah, you know, like bits of fluff from your socks and stuff like that. imagine if we got to that Airbnb and saw all that, would be like, this place is fucking rank.
Yeah.
Well, we emptied the bin.
Yeah.
We did the washing up.
Yeah.
The bed, like the stuff.
Jake hoovered a bit.
Jake hoovered a bit.
But the bedding was still all strewn everywhere.
Yeah.
Like there was...
I dribbled all over it.
The fridge...
I just do it in my sleep, man. I'm a real big dribbler, man. I've been to New York, I ball like a motherfucker. You know?
Jesus. But yeah, it was a shithole. Anyway, let's advance the story on to... We leave the
Airbnb
and we go to that little local bar. We've got the grips on our shoes that we did not need on.
God, that was dumb.
It wasn't a fucking flake of snow.
I was advised that I would need them because these two fuckers went to, Rise,
which was only
and it was icy.
Away.
Little did we realise, that was in December. This one's in March. So a bit of a difference there.
You think at the top of the mountain, though.
Man,
I went to Decathlon and picked up Rob a spare pair for his moon boots.
Yeah.
Just because it was like, oh, you don't need snow boots. You just need these grips. And you didn't even need the grips.
I was incredibly anxious, so much so that I literally last minute got an Amazon ordering because I couldn't go to Decathlon. So I literally just got some, and I was like, oh, thank God.
You'll be glad at the next one.
Yeah.
If there's ice
I'm holding
there.
You to this.
I'm really looking forward to the next one, by the way.
They like, saved our life at Rise Festival. They so truly we can't did. Be yeah, saying like that we didn't, you know, we only had that one experience. Anyway, we go to the bar, clomping along with the fucking grips on.
Smelling yeah. Everyone's pizza. Looking at us.
Yeah.
We walk into the bar, and it smells lovely. Yeah. We haven't eaten all day by this point, no. By the way. We've had a large caramel latte, and that's fucking it.
And we had the tube of Pringles on the plate. Yeah,
true. And a beer. The beer cancels out the Pringles, yeah. in my opinion. And we're how long would you say we were in there for?
A while.
We thought we'll have
at least another hour. Yeah, an hour and a half would sound about right.
We thought we'll have one beer while we wait for the Uber. Mm-hmm. We ordered the Uber. It was like 90 euros.
Yeah.
We thought, that is a lot, but you know what? Of give it 5 minutes. We thought, yeah, okay, that's just it. It is what it is. We'll take the L. Little did we realise, you'll be waiting about an hour because every single fucker just cancels.
Every single one of them just cancelled. Just connect, cancel. Get some more beers in.
You're there? No, I don't want to come beat you up.
let's speak about Justin. Let's talk about Justin.
Justin was a real sellout, man. So Justin. I ordered
typical
one.
Typical Justins.
And it was Justin. And he rang me to tell me, like, we'd had like three or four cancellations at this point, and, you know, our spirits were dented. And Justin rang me specifically to tell us, I am coming. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I know where you are. Ringing you because people probably cancel.
Yeah.
I'm just inventing this in my head, but you know, why else would he ring you to say, I am coming?
Yeah, he's getting a 90 euro fare.
He must be like...
He's there like, he wants that fare. He's working
perfect.
For it.
And then 20 minutes later, just can't get calls, can't get through, scrape my van. It's not a road for... He goes, it's not a road for big vans. I was like...
It was in the V-Class.
Yeah, it was.
It was even the promise of, we'll pay extra. Still come with your scrape van. Oh, sorry.
It's like, sorry, he's already scraped.
Yeah. You can't get any worse now, Justin.
It was at that point where I think we just were like, we're going to do one or two things here. We're either going to get real fucked up and just go with the flow, whatever happens, or we're going to let this completely ruin the experience.
And I think we kept on trying for like at least 10-15 minutes. And luckily one guy did pull through.
Well, near the start of us booking him, there was a time where we must have booked 15 to 20 different ones that cancel. And if you look at our Revolut, it's like 100 euros refunded, 80 euros refunded. Like everyone was canceling. And Jake got one that was like 27 minutes. And I got one that was 34 minutes. And it was a Mercedes C-Class. So I canceled that because Jake had one with a better lead time. And then it turns out, the C-Class must have been coming up anyway to drop someone off because that's who we ended up getting.
Mm.
And God, we were happy to get in that car, weren't we?
Yeah. It's weird. Like immediately as soon as we got there, we thought, how long? And like all this, that and the other. And how much for a taxi? By the time we finally get one, oh, thank you so much. Thanks so much for accepting this 100 plus euro trip.
140 it ended up being, first one.
God. Oh my God, this was a thing also. So even though it said like 90 euro...
just went up.
Yeah,
no matter what it said it was going to be.
I've never experienced that.
There was at least
an
extra
20 either.
Quid onto it.
Usually when I order an Uber, it's that price or lower. Mm-hmm. I didn't know they could charge you more.
I've had it higher before, but it tells you, like before it picks you up. And it's like, listen, the price has changed. Do you still want it? It is a bit of a piss take because kind of pre-auth. Are you pre-authorizing your card?
Yeah, you are.
Well, so this is over here. I've seen it so that it's like we're pre-authorizing like 15 quid. That's the max it's going to be.
And we'll refund you.
And then we bill you after.
Yeah.
So like it's the pre-auth. Make sure you got the funds and then bill you. So like even if the driver has to go a different fucking way, that's the max you'll pay. Over there, it was just like, yeah, whatever.
Just
like,
freeballed it,
yeah.
Didn't they?
Yeah, whatever.
70 euro trip, 140 when you get there.
But do you know what? We got there after spending 140 quid on Uber, and I was like, do you know what? Who cares? We're here. We're at the festival.
Finally.
Now.
We were thrilled to see that we could get our wristbands because there was an anxiety around that.
Got the wristbands straight away. You're like, no faff. It was just a small queue. Straight in there. Mm-hmm.
There was a big queue. There was a load of fucking about of like people. I didn't know what
was
going on.
Yeah, but
we were
managed.
Incredible. Like, here's barcode, right, wristband.
Straight
I don't know
in
what
there.
The deal was.
Got in, Got some drinks at that bar.
Yeah. It hit like a wave of like excitement and, and relief and happiness. Here. Getting in to that. And we didn't really spend any time there, but it does look like we maybe should have done. It's where they were swinging the... I don't know if you remember. I mean, I only know because I've seen it on the vid. But as we first got in, where we first got those eight Stellas as the first round.
Yeah, decking area.
Interesting. Only place that really it's had Stella, isn't it?
When you think about
it. Everywhere else was Corona and Budweiser.
Yeah, you're right.
What? That first round that I got Stella. Was eight and Stellas.
And it was only Stellas there, weren't
it? What, in the actual event?
Yeah.
On that decking area where there was a decking area, we only went there once, didn't we?
Yeah, and I think we should have maybe spent a bit more time there.
Yeah, because it was good that first night.
Yeah, and that's where it first kind of, and that was next to the main stage. Then we went in the main stage, didn't we? It's just called the main stage. One word.
So boring, man.
It
was just begging for a sponsor is what it is.
I know.
It was just it felt like a giant warehouse with just essentially the main stage at Tomorrowland set up much smaller down.
It warehouse is perfect because it was exactly like an Ali Pali or a Victoria warehouse, absolutely. Which are some of my least favorite venues in the UK.
They had like an upstairs balcony area that you could upgrade to comfort to go in. Mm. And obviously we didn't, we just went straight in.
Mm.
And it was kind of weird because like, obviously we're there to vibe hard and dance and get hammered. But everyone around was either like just watching the stage as if they're at a gig, or they just like stood facing away from it, like talking. And it's kind of a weird atmosphere where instead of it being like everyone's kind of having a good time, some people were like,
I guess because it was inside. Like if that was like outside, you wouldn't think anything different of it, would you? But I guess because it's inside.
Yeah, I think you may be right. And we saw Alesso, who was the headliner that night, who I didn't realize, really big artist, actually.
Yeah.
Tell you what, with the big artist, us having a couple of drinks. Yeah,
finally.
We were having a great time.
What we should have shown in the video was how quickly we could get a drink.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
we didn't queue. Aside from queuing to get the wristband, which was maybe 10-15 minutes.
And to get a cable
That's
car.
That's a great
and queuing
point.
To get the cable car up to the top of the mountain on the last day, we did not queue for anything once.
Yeah.
And we were general admission. And we didn't have queue jump. We weren't using
any secret bars.
Used a press band once, didn't we, to get on a cable car. But generally speaking, if we didn't have that.
The only time I remember waiting was like on that final day. Did we go into the Moose Bar? Like as soon as it opened.
Yeah, that's because it wasn't open.
Yeah, and I was getting a bit fed up because they were just opening and I was like, I just want a fucking drink.
But they were opening bang on time.
but that was, I guess, that was my fault.
So we went to the main stage, had a good time.
Yeah.
Went to the Moose Bar.
We went to the Moose Bar next, and the Moose Bar,
Moose Bar was great.
You're going to hear the words Moose Bar a lot in this podcast.
The Moose Bar was the same bar that was at the other Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just airlifted it. Literally.
Oh, it was the same with a lot of stuff like that, the merch.
The head stage.
The
stage with the big head, that's like exactly taken out of Tomorrowland.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like...
I don't remember.
It was in the forest.
I remember now.
The cage was literally like that one we queued up and went downstairs at Tomorrowland and then left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it makes sense, doesn't it? They can probably put all that shit on a truck. It's all landlocked, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they can just drive it over in a truck.
Put it on ski lift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Moose Bar was great because Moose Bar was, I mean, it's not really what I went to Tomorrowland looking for. I wanted to see some more like proper
EDM
DJs,
heavy, like
instead of like EDM. Club DJs playing songs that I know. I did want to see like the big spectacles, but we were just having more fun listening to Macklemore and listening to Casper Slide Part 2 and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just vibed really hard, kept getting more drunk, jumping around at a table in the middle first night, getting blown out by the smoke machines.
What was funny was obviously in that bar, it's like based on like a German type.
Like Oktoberfest style, innit?
And they had like the plastic steins, and we just couldn't stop ourselves from like fucking clinging them together.
Oh, I tell you what, that horn was that makes a good few appearances
on the video.
Yeah.
The thing with that horn is it's obviously just tuned to one note.
Yeah. it
looks like a trombone.
Yeah.
But without the arm.
Without the curly whirly.
Without the sans curly. And it's just up there on the roof mounted, and they'll just fucking
press a button.
Yeah, it's like a truck horn.
Yeah. So is it the pressing a button and some air is like getting blown into it to make?
Yeah, it actually will be just like a train horn, but it is a real brass instrument.
Think of a can of compressed air and a trumpet.
Yeah,
you heard it here first. spent a lot of time at the Moose Bam. We didn't really have any concern or care until about 1:30 in the morning. Now, for reference, every subsequent night we left at 11 p.m. Mm-hmm. because of the mistake that we made on this first night. And we shouldn't really class it as a mistake that we made, but I guess it is.
Because we didn't really...
It was a strong assumption. Yeah. We just assume all the time that we're going to stay out until it ends because we've got to experience the full thing. And we just... We didn't even think, like, we're going to have a problem here.
Now, yeah, don't get me wrong. You're leaving a festival. It's going to be busy. A lot of people want to be getting home. That makes sense. But...
we need to remember is a lot of people were already home. They're staying on site. Absolutely. So there isn't that much demand.
The strange thing, though, was... So we leave the Tomorrowland Winter site at 1:30, 2:15. We walk to the roundabout, which is like the main kind of like town square area. And the difference between Tomorrowland and Rise is at Rise, and we're not even in the festival here, we're just in the little town. Alpe d'Huez is called in Tomorrowland and Les d'Alpes is called in Rise. Les d'Alpes at Rise, stuff's open till 4 in the morning. It's like a city. Yep. It's still small with minimal infrastructure and stuff. It's not like being in Paris versus being in Alpe d'Huez. They're still the same thing, but everything was still open and popping. Mm-hmm. You can get food, you can go for
drinks. They're aware there's a festival on and they can make bank.
Absolutely.
Like, why would you not stay up until 4? Because people are going to be there regardless.
And we couldn't see it or find anything that was open after Tomorrowland Winter. So we waited for, I think, 1.5 hours for the taxi before going into the hotel.
In the cold.
Did we?
Yeah. We're in the cold. We were getting fed up. We just kept trying, didn't we? So it was eventually Boy Genius over here, his idea to say, hey, there's a hotel in the distance. Let's just sit in there.
Is that my idea?
Oh, my idea, mate.
It was a case of like, it was just like the other one. It's like, yeah, we got like trying to get the Uber. It's like, oh, the price has gone up to so and so. Like the price was up to like 180.
Went up to 200 at one point. Because there was a guy who was privately booked. And we were like, shall we just ask him if we can? And he was like, 200.
Yeah.
The person's booked for 200.
We thought, no way. Like, we can't allow that.
No.
Yeah, we'll spend money when we need to, but
we're not going to get ripped off.
Not when it's absolutely stupid.
I can be drunk as fuck, but at least, like, I'm going to go, nah, you're literally just taking advantage of us there.
It was so dumb.
So we sat in the lobby of the hotel. It was nice and warm. There was no bar open. Blank. That's what it was called, yeah. And we were kind of... trying to figure out a solution, and this is edited out of the video because I didn't want the first half and the first day of the video to be like too negative. But we're kind of, you say like, shall we just drive in for the rest of the 3 days and all of us stay sober?
Yeah, we would.
And then I'm like, why don't we stay in the hotel awake and jet lag ourselves and then we can be on like Tomorrowland Winter opening times because it's only open 7 till 2.
Yeah,
it's not open for very long. So if we kind of build that into our schedule and then we just kept trying for the Uber and we eventually did get an Uber, but there was a lot of other people just asleep in the lobby of this hotel.
Staying in the hotel.
And the hotel just seemed fine with it. They almost just allowed it.
They didn't care.
It's going to happen, but like everyone's been civilized. No one's really causing a problem. So
no one's stealing the salt and pepper shake.
No one knew that.
What a dream of it.
There was that group of lads that were staying in the same area we were.
They
couldn't get a taxi either and they would just end up sleeping there and we were like... Oh, it's up to you right now. We finally ran away.
What was annoying because they were like, oh, we're staying the same, but we should like, you know, try together. And it's like, Look, we can't get a fucking taxi for four of us. They were like, never mind, eight or nine.
They were, yeah, they were a group of five. We were a group of four.
I feel like we all just thought, we're pretty good at this, actually. We stand more of a chance here. This isn't our first rodeo, and so, I want to be at home.
So we finally get picked up. We finally get an Uber. Can't remember how much it cost in the end, but we had
a lot.
And we had a nice drive back that first night.
Was that the
Drake hour? Night. Drake hour. Taxi driver was sound. Just played Drake for an hour. Had a good laugh. But what happened on that first night in that taxi?
So, Raz, maybe you're best to tell this, actually, about the directions.
The taxi driver received.
Oh, I can't remember.
So Raz was in charge of the directions, and just to get a rough idea of where we were going, he'd put in the PIN for the bibliotech.
No, I put in just to get an Uber as quickly as possible into my phone. I was like, I can't remember the fucking name of the place that we're going, but I know it's Auris. So
told you he was better to explain it.
Yeah, you jogged my memory. So I just put in Auris. Just get us there, and we'll figure it out on the way. Would you believe I forgot to figure it out on the way?
Because you were a little bit happy,
mate. Yeah,
I need one.
All the way there, you know, we've had a few drinks.
Yeah, we're listening.
It's not doing well because it's had zero food apart from some Pringles all day.
We'd had the frickandels.
Oh, yeah.
So we call them fricadellas all our life, but they're actually called frickandels, and a fricadella is a different thing, and I hope we can try one at Rock in
Park, yeah,
because you will love them.
A fricadella is what Mary had at Puckle Pop.
No, that's not a fricadella either. That's a fricandel.
No, the fricandel is the sausage. A fricadella is like the patty. And she had the patty in the sausage bun.
No, that's a bicky. That was a bicky that she had.
Right. It'd be good if we could like separate them to the left channel and we just carry on in the right channel.
Anyway, carry on, Raz.
Just let them bicker over there continue telling
the
story.
So Raz didn't sort it out on the way, so we ended up pulling up to the haunted bibliotech.
Creasing, though.
Yeah, because I was too busy trying to control my tummy from like chomping all over this guy's S-Class, I think it was.
Well, I don't know if it got picked up on camera how funny it were when
we
it
just
happened.
Ended up back at that fucking
just
bibliotech.
Laughing.
Just so dumb. Herself. Like, of course we're going to end up back here.
That's not even the funniest bit.
So I update the location. Jake leans around and goes, this is where we need to go. I enter it in. I press OK. We update the guy. Excuse me, the location he has been updated. So then we set off to go to the location. I think brilliant. Yeah, we're on our way. Somehow he goes up the road.
Turns around.
We're all too fucked to realize. We end up back at the fucking bibliotech again, and I realize what I've done is somehow set. Like, so Auris is still on the waypoint again, but I've set the hotel as like the final destination. So it's just, we just end up back there again, and it's just so funny.
We're creasing about it, and the guy's like trying to ask Raz, like, why are we back here?
What is this?
we finally get back. It was a good night.
We must have got in about 5 in the morning at this point.
Yeah, we were just creasing, having a good time.
And this is when you did something that really changed the game and has influenced the video heavily. And I'm amazed that just with a simple Google search, you added this much value to our weekend. Why don't you explain what I'm talking about?
So just before bed, I'm getting ready to go to bed. Jake starts snoring. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have to distract myself a little bit and go on my phone to just kind of like crash out here. And I'm checking like some messages, and I check one, and my mate had sent me a thing. He said, "Oh, look, I made like an AI song thing," and I didn't even listen to it. I just went, "AI song. Wonder if I can do that."
I've heard about this.
So I just go on it, and while I'm drunk, I just click create, and I just type in "Haunted Bibliotheca, Curse of the Library." I play it and I listen, and it gives me two versions. So I listen to the first one, and I go, "Oh, that's not shit." And I listen to the second one, and I go, "That's pretty funny.
But can it connect the dots?"
In my head, all I'm imagining is like, obviously, you've talked about how the room was like pitch black. It was a blackout room. And when that song started playing, your phone just lighted. It lit up. It was like,
all slow. Like, oh,
but
my
you also
God.
Forget, like, I'm hammered here. So I'm listening to it. I'm just going, that's funny that. And I just link it into our group chat, the Tomorrowland group chat. And I go, that'll be funny to listen to again in the morning. Go to sleep.
And every hour of every
every hour.
I've had it on since I've been back twice.
It's a banger. We've worked out the chords.
Yeah.
Here's a fun fact for you that I just figured out on the old acoustic.
Yeah.
Same chords as Umbrella by Rihanna.
Yeah. Great song.
Yeah.
Great song. Bad song.
So. Yeah, I don't. this song is fan-fucking-tastic. Yeah. And we need to release it.
We will, mate. We will.
We will. Honestly, yeah. We will. I've got a few like extended instrumentals that we can bridge it up with, and you know, watch this space.
So cut to the next day. Where I think I'll go up first. I think it was around 10.
You did. Yeah,
I was hanging out my arse, and then I got to see maybe one of the saving graces of the place we're staying at, the view.
Yeah,
the view was great. Walk into that tiny living room, and it's just lovely glass windows that show, well, it's
the best windows as well.
Yeah. And it just shows you this beautiful
stained glass. Oh, still glass.
Beautiful
the mountain
in front, and you go, God, so I'm sat there having a good time. I'm like, this is
vibe into a song.
No, I won't. This is the thing, I'd listen to it, but I'd like not really taking it in. And then Rob got up, and I just said, oh, you know, you went, oh, what's this you put in the chat? And I went, oh, I made an AI song, and he went, what? Well, yeah, I made an AI song last night about the Bibliotheca. It's like, all right, plays it. I've never seen a man go from slightly hanging to full of energy in a second. It's like, this is great, man. Jock, this is like a masterpiece. What's going on? How have you done this? What's the software? So I say, oh, it's this website. I've never seen a man as quick purchase that software as well. He just fucking like, right, it's a tenner, buy it.
We were writing songs all weekend. Some about things that obviously we can't discuss.
No.
Just the idea of like, look at that. Look at Chuck right now. And I'm like, yeah
man.
Hey man, I produced this beat in the Alps. On me, I was
literally like DJ
fuck.
Khaled. Yeah.
You are about as talented as DJ Khaled.
Oh,
we're just writing it in and going. Yep. Tomorrowland winter, Bibliotheque, enter. Another one.
Hey, we made it. We made it.
We the best.
We the best music. But yeah, it really just kind of.
You are just the Bob Marley guitar away from being DJ Khaled.
But we had a good time creating all sorts of songs during the rest of the trip.
There was one that the viewers wrote here in the video is farting and coughing at Tomorrowland winter. Let us know if you want a copy of that. I'll sling it in the Sampelli squad.
There's
a couple that you're not going to hear.
is there Ginger Boy
pooping? I'm pleased to tell you that Ginger Boy pooping has made the cut.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Thank God for that one, eh?
We've got the ski lift one.
Ski lift to paradise.
Yeah. There's a new one.
The ski lift one is just like.
But we just wanted one for going up the
ski lift. Sounds like Eurovision.
Well, I'll tell you what, actually, why don't we get off the AI train and we'll talk about our commute in.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
was the ski lift, which was absolutely fucking brilliant.
We were fucked that next morning, weren't we? We were all a bit ropey.
We had the shit pizza.
Let's
not stay too long on the bad food. Nah, we've got a lot of bad food.
Oh, there's a lot of bad food in this.
All the food was shit.
The thing is, like, the next morning I woke up, obviously, first thing on your mind.
Chocolate waffle was nice.
I need some food.
Child's palate.
The only place, really, in the whole fucking village that we were staying, Oris, that was open was just this, like, restaurant, just next
like
restaurant.
Proper European type.
It's
always the same in the European cities, like, generic as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, like they're trying to create the most mid experience.
It's like
slow service.
They know they've got
everything's
you.
Table service. Yeah, they don't have to try.
They really don't. It's like, well, if you don't go here, then get on fucking ski lift and fuck off.
Well, good news. We did that straight after.
Yeah.
So we've got to mention this. Obviously, with the whole travel thing we had the previous night, we wanted to kind of like find a way to like, how do we make that not happen? Like, if we have to spend £100 per Uber, like, okay,
but we'd rather not do that. What other alternatives do we have? And we saw on the website that there was a ski lift that took us from Oris to
another ski lift.
Wes. Well, yeah. It was like broken up into like three ski lifts, but essentially it was like from there to the festival. It's like,
adamant this was bollocks.
So is it so?
Because I thought when I thought about a ski lift, I thought, yeah, you get a ski lift up the mountain and then you come back down it. So you're telling me you're gonna get a ski lift up there and then you're gonna get another ski lift down. Like, people just don't do that. It's like it's a ski lift. They don't
When we were looking at that site, it just said it was like you can, and then it must have said somewhere, we just didn't see at the time, that if you had a Tomorrowland winter thing, you can use the pass.
Yeah.
Because we went over then to the ski lift like reception to say,
we'll pay how
much is a ticket just for the day? We'll try it out.
What was it, like 23?
20.
It wasn't. Do you know how much I think it was?
What?
Because I was looking at that. I think it was €7 for one journey. Way. So if you wanted for the full day, 27. But if you just wanted that one journey, €7.
This was the thing that saved the whole festival. Because we were, like you were saying before, like, we were adamant, like, if we can't figure out a cheap way to get there, like, if we have to pay €80 every time to get to and from the festival, and double that to get back on a night, like, this video is going to be too expensive.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go sober and just drive there and back. And that's just going to be the experience. I thought, oh, no. Me as a driver, I thought, no fucking way. Like, I'm the one who's going to have to stay sober the most. And I thought, there's no fucking way, man. It's going to be video if we can't figure it out.
We were going to sleep in the car, remember?
Yeah, that was another option, wasn't it? Sleep in the car on site.
We discussed every option to try and save it, right?
The good thing is, not only did we find the cheap, or included in the price we'd already paid, transport, but the method of transport being the ski lift was one of those moments for me, they don't happen very often, even though we have great times all the time, where it really was a real core memory that was created.
Is it?
No, but it was. I've never been on a chairlift like that, a ski lift like that.
An open one, like.
Yeah.
Fully exposed.
So we'd never been on a... Would you believe we've never been on a ski lift before?
You tell them.
we were kind of a bit like, what do we do? Like, she was like, don't worry.
Yeah, like,
she was kind of helping us all. She's like, right, stand in this spot and the chair's going to like swoop you up. Right, okay, right, we're all in a line. Yeah, right, cool, we're on it. It's like, yeah, we're on the ski lift. Yeah.
Look down.
And we heard all this shouting. Like, what the fuck's going on? We hadn't put the fucking bar down, so we'd leant forward. We'd have come straight off.
We like,
put the bar down.
You just assume it's going to come down, on any ride.
It's
like,
so dangerous.
Well, especially when it
went up
at one
a bit.
Point.
It went up, like, I can't remember. We had obviously just got on it, but it must have been like 30, 40 seconds before we realised.
We were like quite,
she's
we were
on about
high up.
Putting the thing down, and we went, oh shit, did that. God. Couldn't figure out at first, remember? We put it down and went, oh, this is a bit cramped. It turns out we were all sat not
on
in the right
place.
It was beautiful, wasn't it?
Peaceful. Great view.
It was brilliant.
I said this a couple of times, but it felt like we were like the only people in the whole universe.
Apocalypse.
It was like post-apocalyptic, and we were just on this ski lift going over these mountains in dead silence, aside from when you'd hear running water. Oh, it was fucking great. And we'd go and be like, there's someone's glove.
Yeah.
There's
a stick. There's a bottle.
Oh, someone's dropped a bottle.
I mean, I was less camp about it, but yeah.
But what were good as well is we got off it, found out, we've got to get another one.
Yeah.
Got on that one. Got off it.
Khaled's back.
Listen
here, ginger boy, poop his pants. All right.
We get to that, eh?
But it was nice knowing that there were three that we had to get, because if it were just one, I don't think we would have rated it as highly, because when it was the three each day, we were like,
it was just so funny because the whole like getting off the ski lift as well, like if you're on skis, kind of no problem, but because we're like, right, hold on, and like got the slippy shoes on, whatever, like who's like trying to not
you've got
get
to do
swiped
a
by the chair, but also not fall flat on your ass from the snow,
and not
you gotta
take
do,
too long in case there's a lot of skiers behind.
You got to do that little run,
as
you get off the ski lift, you got to do a little run, and then you're like, you're constantly afraid of like, oh shit, the ski lift's gonna come up from behind me.
But it probably was my favourite bit, that first time on the ski lifts from A to B was probably my favourite bit. And I'll never forget how good that was.
I think the last one. was my favourite.
The last one was last probably one was my good. Second favourite.
We came back, didn't we, on the last one?
Yeah, we went back on it.
So, never done that before.
So we got there. We decided we need to check out the other stages that are on while the main bit of Tomorrowland is closed, didn't we?
Which is the ones top of the mountain. No, we didn't. Well, we didn't. We wanted to do it.
Yeah.
So the mountain stages run from 12 till... Because the idea is you do it till five or whatever, then you go and
you actually skiing or snowboarding, go
and have some food, have a shower, and then the main Tomorrowland site is seven till two, and we went for some drinks, those steins, in the trampoline place, whatever it was called, and. Then we got the notification on our phone saying the mountain stages are all full and at capacity and you can't get up.
Yeah.
So it kind of fucked our day then. So we just sat getting pissed, didn't we?
Then what happened, Raz?
Well,
what
happened? We just got pissed. We had a fair few drinks.
Yeah.
This was the first day that we actually saw the site, the main bit where all the ski lifts were, and we actually touched some fucking snow.
Yeah.
And it was... very good.
But then
what happened?
We're sat having these drinks. And me and Rob were like, we need a piss. Let's go find the toilet where we are.
I was dying for a piss, man.
Interesting that all the toilets there were all unisex. Everyone's in there at the same time. So you're pissing.
It was annoying.
Girls are chatting in the corner. People are... Anyways,
you think there's a big delay.
Yeah.
But it's just everyone queuing for cubicle.
Rob gave us a bit of seller advice as we ran down for a piss. It was like, the guys that are on the left, if you're just going for a piss, it's on the left, there's people queuing, but just go down the left, you're going to be accused of pushing in. So we did. We just went for a piss. I didn't just have a piss.
Oh, so you queued up.
So you know when you're dying for a piss and you just want it out of you? Mm-hmm.
Strange phrase.
Yeah, you just want... So you give it a little push, right?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever pushed a piss out.
Oh, I have.
You really want it.
I've got great piss pressure. It just comes out.
Weak bladder.
No, I didn't even want the little light stream at the start.
I want his pants up right now.
They can't see that.
He's made so short, the camera can't see
these
that.
These sofas are quite slouchable, aren't they?
Yeah, they really
are.
I need to
pull myself back up.
Would you believe 130 quid a piece, these sofas?
Bargain.
Never seen
a flat pack sofa before.
Anyway, back to the
incident.
Shit.
The incident, yeah.
Ginger boy.
I literally just thought I was having a fart and it wasn't. So you know, you're at the urinal, you know, you fart and goes, don't you, as you're pissing?
Of course you do, mate.
Yeah.
Of course you do.
Yeah, mind it just wasn't that, and it wasn't even that bad, you know, in retrospect. So I had to shimmy my way into the bog, mm-hmm. and I just had to get bollock naked and just clean myself up a bit. I could the boxes the boxes were a write off. The old cargos, they were fine, fortunately. So I just had to go commando all night. And you know what? Up in the Alps, very freeing.
But what was funny is we didn't know that were going on. So we're sat at the table.
You know, I was upstairs waiting for him. Where the fuck is he? Yeah. Like, what's he doing?
Me and Rob are sat going where the fuck is Raz, man? It's been a bit now. Where is he? Jake comes back. We're like, where's it? I don't know, man. He was next to me. Like, what could have happened? So we were thinking about every option here. And then lo and behold, you come and sit down and you tell us that. And it was so funny.
There were some all right boxes as well. A little red trim around the top.
What were they, Hanes?
Yeah. I love Hanes boxes.
We'll be stockpiling them next month.
Well, yeah. do you know what's even a kick in the teeth? You know, so you've just, no offense, you've just shot yourself, haven't you?
Yeah.
It's not offensive, it's true.
Well, no,
it's
but it's embarrassing, truth, isn't it? You know, teeth, whatever they're saying.
What about my teeth?
Nothing. But anyway, you're embarrassed.
Yeah.
What makes it even worse is you got to go back down there because you left your gloves in the box.
Yeah, I had to return to the scene of the crime.
The dumbest idea ever, returning to the scene of the crime.
Rob, weren't you wearing shorts as well? So you were doubled up and he was...
Yeah, I had, yeah. We'd said I've got some spares on and you can wear them. And I think we'd loosely agreed to do that.
It just became not a problem. Just because we just
going commando is lovely.
This was a problem all weekend. We just didn't look after ourselves. We didn't eat.
But you know what?
Yeah, dehydrated. But we didn't drink any fucking water.
It wasn't... It's obviously on us, But it wasn't made very easy to do that.
No, absolutely not.
There was not a lot of substantial food available.
No.
I didn't really see any water. I'm sure they had it. Yeah,
there was literal water points where like you could refill a bottle.
It had little packets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see them actually.
But it wasn't like...
We're just dumb fucking idiots.
But if that was any other festival, we'd be at the bar, we'd be every five drinks, maybe get a water. Like, you know, we do that. When it's...
The thing is, because it was so cold, you don't realise you're dehydrated.
It wasn't cold.
It was warm.
Yeah. It was a warm cold.
Like your face and your hands were cold.
Like literally, my face came back sunburned.
Yeah, but I've got a tan, you know.
But you're walking in snow. Yeah. You're on top of a point where there's like, it's just beaming at you. And it was like 20 degrees.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like we were walking around with like coats and t-shirts on. Like it wasn't
But we were walking. We don't realise how much we were walking around. Like
it was exhausting on our move goals.
Yeah. We all hit them.
So we decided that the strategy for each day now was get the ski lift as early as we feel and leave the site for 11 p.m.
Yeah.
So we're probably in the site. What do we do on that second night? I think second we just explored around.
I can tell you exactly what we fucking did.
What?
Went to the old Moose Bar.
Main stage Moose Bar.
No, we went and checked out all the other stages.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Oh, I know what happened.
Yeah, I just remembered.
We went down to that little DJ set.
Little DJ set?
It was,
the cage.
Oh, yeah.
We went down there. We were all vibing.
For about 10 minutes.
Some good tunes.
Yeah.
And then Rob's face just kind of like... Rob has a face.
Oh, he... And when
he's not feeling too well, his face comes on and
white face.
And I just knew something was coming.
Camera out.
And I have this 2 second clip. It's literally 2 seconds, but it's like straight up, straight down, straight out.
Oh man, we dispersed separately at the same time, like an attack force. Then as soon as it happened, everyone knew the agenda of getting the fuck out and everyone split up into a group out.
The reason I was sick is because of the lime in the can. I knew there's a lime in the can. I knew there was. But the idea of drinking an enclosed liquid where I can't see what's in it and something keeps touching my lip just kept freaking me out more and more each time. I was obviously drunk.
I don't remember that. I didn't. They put like a lime in
the Corona. Were you having Corona though?
Oh, no.
I had two Coronas and it was freaking me out in the first one. And then I remember with the second one, deliberately like staring at the lime and putting it in to get in my head like, there's a lime in there, you fucking idiot.
But
I just think like it's a moth or like a spider or some... miscellaneous.
Or even worse than that,
like some kind of miscellaneous ingredient that's not... You know me, I don't like things to be like... Not as intended.
Yeah, like homemade mayo.
Yeah,
like... Hey, you shouldn't travel ever.
I'm the travel guy, but...
That carbonara was odd, though.
It would taste...
I don't like shit, like... If I can't see... I like a Corona in a lime. I mean, a lime in a Corona.
Why say...
Just hold the virus. I thought the virus was in there.
Was this the day where we went to that restaurant for the first time? Yeah, and we got the burger?
No.
Oh, the next thing. I'll get to that.
But no interesting really happened the rest of that.
We decided to leave.
The vibe was going really well on the second day.
It was annoying because we almost didn't want to leave.
No.
But it was like...
We knew we had to.
Yeah. And it was the right decision at the end of the day.
We got one for what, like 40 quid or something
That's it. That's
right away.
Despite the incident, I really enjoyed that second day.
Yeah.
Although, the taxi driver was... The bad truck.
Oh, he was terrible.
Yeah, he was rude, wasn't he?
The rabbit, remember?
He did. Within the first like couple of minutes,
tried to get rid of us.
He tried to get rid of us because we just asked, "Can we play some music?" Because you know,
the last guy was playing Drizzy and that.
Yeah.
It was like, look, if you said something like, "If you don't know what you're doing, then get out." It's like, no, we're all cool.
No, he said like, "If you don't know where you want me to drop you off."
And we're like, no, it's
I don't get it because we had the he had the address. Yeah. Like, so odd.
Yeah, language barriers.
And then we were driving. So bearing in mind, where the village was, Auris, you've got to fucking drive along the edge of this cliff.
Yeah, scary mountain.
It really is mad, truly mad. But we're driving and he's kind of like, you know, getting us back. But then this rabbit runs across the road. You know, a normal person would try to swerve away from it.
he deliberately was driving towards it, trying to hit it. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here? So he was very odd.
We all had a bit of a moment, didn't we? We were like, what the fuck's this guy doing?
Yeah, we can't say it in front of the car as soon as we're out. Did he try to take that rabbit?
Yeah. Scarf on floor.
Yeah.
Scarf on floor.
Scarf on floor.
And then a nice early night for us, really, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was perfect, that. It was, because we'd done so much during the day anyway.
You had a bad night, though.
I think where we missed out.
You left the bunk bed to go sleep in the living room.
Oh, I did have a bad night's sleep that night. I think I maybe woke up about 5 a.m. and just didn't go back to sleep. It was really bad for me.
Sounds awful.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that we had to limit our time there, so we were only there from 7 till 11.
Yeah.
And it's only really kicking off maybe from 10 to 11.
Well, unless you're in Moose Bar.
Unless you're in the Moose Bar. Like, it does feel like we missed the opportunity to have like that crazy like EDM realization, like what we had at Main Tomorrowland on the last day, where you're getting the 4 pints in a go, Raz, and we're watching like Steve Aoki.
Whoever it is,
and it was Steve Aoki again headlining as the main headliner.
What, second
festival.
Night?
No.
But like, again, someone we had to miss because we couldn't.
Oh, God, I remember that, actually. The actual Tomorrowland. Lil Jon came out, didn't he?
Yeah, there was Lil Jon and Kid Cudi and Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
What was interesting, think about it now, is it didn't feel like a 22,000 capacity festival.
No.
At any
where
point.
Where were those 22,000 people?
Around. Yeah,
no, but I mean, like, at night?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I think it's a festival of, like, so people don't just go for 4 days like we did. No. They will go for the full 7 days and treat it a bit more like how you did with Rise, where, like, if you want to have a day off,
have a
take
day
it.
Off.
You got seven other days.
But there is times in the video where we're stood at a stage with a name artist on.
Yeah.
And there's no one else
the
there.
Core, constantly.
And I'm not talking
empty.
About, you know, the lovely stage Reflection of Love, where we got there as soon as it opened. And there was only like 10 people.
No, we're like
there.
On the main stage
we're
kind of thing.
At the core.
Yeah.
And there's just me and Chuck dancing.
Yeah. But like about 5 times, every time we went to the core, no one's there. We were even strange. Doing the who can get the can in the bin because we had such big space.
Yeah.
Like, fuck me, man. So we left. We got back next day. Fresh start. Oh, everyone were up early. We said up at 11. Yeah. Didn't we? Out of here.
Ooh,
by I'll 11.
Say, I'll tell you what, once again. Did we have the fricandels that night?
So yeah, we went back.
Oh,
for
we
doubles.
Went 3 times. Oh, was it doubles?
I think we might have had them when we first got there.
Yeah,
and then twice in a row afterwards.
As soon as, again, the taxi was so bad, like weaving in and out
that's
of these
sick,
roads.
Man.
As soon as we got home, I chopped up them fricandels.
You did.
So
that's
hard.
On the video. You'll be pleased to know.
What was really annoying about the fricandels was the fucking deposit on the bowl.
Yeah, taking them back just to
so
fucking
annoying.
Not even just taking them back. But, like, there was a time where Jake couldn't take him back because it was closed, so he had to bin him.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Really?
Yeah.
God, that's annoying.
It is
tell
annoying.
You what, I'll tell you what's been tough for me. Trying to work out the pearls conversion rate. Because I'm trying to tell the
isn't
audience.
It, isn't
like,
it?
But so 90 pearls is 250 euros.
Yeah.
So I divided 250 by 90.
Yeah.
Which should give me the per pearl.
Yeah.
Euro
like one.
Thing.
But it's like point something.
Yeah. But then there's a different figure to that on the Tomorrowland Reddit and a different figure on the official Tomorrowland calculator. So I've had to just put a prox because I don't really know.
Yeah,
unless it's a scalable thing where if you top up the 250,
I think it is,
you get like
an extra
you do.
5.
Yeah, so if that's it, then maybe that's where the calculation's going.
But I think we were constantly topping up 90 pearls, weren't we? So
on just one person's wristband at a time, just
so,
to save time.
That is literally how much it will be because we didn't top a penny less.
And do you know what? That is the way to do it. 4 of us, 4 days, each person's wristband gets topped up.
And they go and get the round in,
like,
yeah.
It's your day today.
Yeah, you have like a little butler.
Yeah.
A little drink service.
Fetch me a drink.
Yeah.
It was only really like that last time in Moose Bar where you were so impatient, you were just like, chuck me the wristband.
Yeah,
me the
I just want...
Yeah. Jake, chuck me your wristband. I'm going to go up and get him.
Some of us drink fast, mate. Some of us like getting drunk.
That's, you know, you just had a... Secret
that,
agenda,
that,
you.
That second night was good. I recall it all being very great, like decent, but nothing to really like.
I think it was.
Nothing
I think it
out.
Was definitely the most forgettable.
Sorry, just to put. It's really funny watching the light flicker from the audio thing. There's something we've learned.
What do you mean?
So as I'm talking right now, you can see the audio mixer.
Yeah. That's not to do with that.
It's not.
No, it's
is
not.
Is it not the bulb?
Is it?
It'll just be interesting.
I blame the set design.
It'll just be the refresh rate, won't it?
Hey, should we turn the overhead light on?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Go on then.
Keep them talking.
Yes. Look at that noise on the old camera.
We're up early, fresh. Everyone's feeling good except for you two because you've had a bad sleep. Were sick in the night.
Yeah.
So we...
Throughout the whole thing, I wasn't doing very well.
Yeah, I think all of us were ill at what different points. His rib. Yeah. But we got up. We got on the ski lift. Had a great time on the ski lift again. And the idea was, let's do the mountain stages. All the stages on top of the mountains, we're going to do them.
Yeah.
And we found out real quick we weren't going to have time to do all of them.
Yeah.
We only managed to do 2.5. We did a Coca-Cola one that had a really good song when we got there. We don't remember it.
Yeah, Oxav, Oh Hello, it's called.
You've done the research, Jesse.
I have. I was messaged him on Insta and said it was the best song I heard all weekend. He was buzzing with that.
Small time DJ. Yeah.
Did a lot of these DJs did multiple sets.
They did.
Oxav was also on at the top of the mountain just after we left. Yeah. And it's weird how much they recycle. I guess people fly in there, they're going to stay there for a bit, aren't they? And
Who was it who was on every day when we were there?
Joel Corry.
Yeah. He was on every fucking day we were there.
Lost Frequencies were on most days.
Day. I think the thing is, if the nearest airport is 2 hours away, you might as well make the fucking most of it while you're 100%.
There. Yeah.
And Dimitri Vegas and Loic Mike were there twice.
Yeah.
They were great at Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland, if you want us to sort you out next year, you know, we've been known to do it. We've got a pre-programmed set for you. No problem. I will hit play.
We'll give Average Rob a run for his money, that's for sure. But
we got our own Average Rob over here.
But we had a good time, didn't we? We went to what was the one after with all the decking? It looked like a big beer garden. After the Coca-Cola one.
On the same mountain.
Yeah. That was Flying Lotus.
Yeah.
Frozen Lotus.
Found out we had spent so much money the night before on the pearls. We couldn't get the four Budweisers, so we had to go top up.
Yeah. Oh, this was the day that we learned, just for no reason, a Corona costs more than a Bud.
Yeah, that was weird.
Just for no reason.
Significantly more.
They are the same caliber of beer. You could even argue,
it's because they put a lime in it. But
they don't most of the time. And we saw how that went when they put a lime in it.
Yeah. I was pleased. I fucking hate Corona.
Oh, well, I love Corona.
Yeah, I like Corona.
It's awful.
But we had a couple of drinks.
That stage was pretty boring.
It was fine, but everyone was too chill.
Everything was just too chill.
Yeah, everyone just kind of stood around. No one were like kind of vibing hard. They were just kind of stood there taking a picture on the phone.
Yeah, and that summarized the festival for me. That like everyone just. It seems like a festival for like people who actually do want to snowboard and ski and then have some time off away from like snowboarding and skiing and like just sit there with a drink like that. Like,
and it makes me wonder like how in the wrong or how slated are we going to, because the video's not out yet, like how wrong are we to have tried it? Like, should we have not even tried it? Or as lovers of Tomorrowland who just so happen to not ski, should it have been good enough anyway? Like, who's it on? Is it on us? Are we like a vegetarian going to Red's True Barbecue and moaning because there's not enough veggie options? Or
yeah, maybe because like we didn't try the main attraction, which was the mountain itself.
Yeah, everyone else was skiing, but then we didn't try
the mountain at Rise.
We only skied
for 4 or 5 hours in total at Rise, and it was way better, even discounting the skiing. So I don't know, just thinking out loud, really.
Well, not his rib.
But then we went, this is when we went, was it, did we go for food first or after we went to the bird nest?
I think it must have been after, because we were like, we need to prioritise.
We were super light-headed. We found out real quick that going up there,
you just got real fucking light-headed real quick.
I'm sure, it wasn't as bad the next day, because we actually ate.
But we'd not eaten, we'd already started drinking. And like
the altitude was a bit of a bitch, we got to it.
This is the one where it was like a big cable car you had to get in that filled up with people to take you up. It were rammed. Remember, to the side, they had like where there was a restaurant and stuff. It were rammed up. So we just went to the main bird nest, had some drinks, watched some people throw some snowballs.
So that's the what's that stage called? The LSA.
We didn't do that to the last day?
No, we did.
We did. It's the
day after the last day.
The Alesi.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Crystal Garden, maybe?
Yeah, Crystal Garden.
Crystal Garden.
And that's the one, the most Tomorrowland thing that you see.
Yeah,
that's like the poster boy. Yeah. Like, yeah. That's the thing. As soon as you go on the website, you're going to see that drone footage.
Yeah, hey, I'll tell you what.
That's even in the video, that drone footage. Yeah,
tell you what. Not as impressive in person.
No, really wasn't.
A lot smaller than you think it is.
Yeah. And it were, we've all things said, it were kind of boring.
It like was
the
a little
the
bit.
DJs they had on were kind of mid. They had these people who were dancing like they were doing the Lion King musical on the stage.
It just wasn't.
It was just, it was just boring, man.
It just wasn't what was portrayed on that drone footage of like the stage. Like you think it's going to be. You think that one's going to be the highest one at the top of the mountain and like that's going to be where the party is.
That's the flagship.
Yeah. And it's going to be popping off all the time. There's going to be massive theatrics and it's going to be a real Tomorrowland vibe. But it was just I just remember looking around like, we're halfway up the fucking mountain here. Not even that.
Me and Vals went to Sigma.
Yeah.
Surprise set. Sorry to say it again. At Rise Festival. Top of the mountain.
Yeah.
And it was absolute bliss for an hour. It was awesome, wasn't it, Jake?
Honestly, yeah. It truly was. And you got to think, he wasn't on some special fucking stage or anything like that. He was in like a tiny little booth. Like you couldn't even see him.
And we met the director of Rise Festival.
Yeah.
And he was really nice to us and he was aware of who we were. And I think he even had some kind words to say about our video. But I need to get his contact info because I wanted to send him a message and say like, guess what? We've just been to Tomorrowland Winter, a flagship event with infinite funding a globally recognised brand. And it was nowhere near as good as your event, which, with all due respect, way less people have heard of and has way less exposure. And I think I probably will after... Rise was great, and I think... See what snowbombing does. But if Rise is still the top one, I probably will reach out and say... Guess what? We've never done any of these. Now we've done three of them and yours was the best.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else.
We were having that food with the fucking mayo.
Yeah, so this is it. We finally leave that stage, the thingy garden, lotus, whatever. We get...
Frozen lotus?
Frozen, I don't remember.
The big bird one.
The garden.
Crystal garden.
We get down...
Big fucking bird
one. Past the ski lifts and the cable car, and we go, right, we need to eat. We're doing it wrong. We need to eat. All we're doing is drinking booze. We're not having any water or anything else. It's just booze, no food. We all feel a bit lightheaded and a bit ropey. Let's go in here. It's a restaurant. Let's get some food. And I think you had seen some burgers.
Yeah. I was sick of the... I had a shit pizza. And I thought, I'll be fucked if I'm having another pizza like that. So I went for the burger.
Yeah.
Guess what? Fucking shit. It was like a it was like a Rustler's burger.
Rustler's are well nice, man.
Not when I'm paying fucking 20 euros for it.
And the fries, cold.
Yeah,
like literally, it's just sat down on my fucking plate. It's cold.
Do you know what? That place was shit for food.
Absolutely.
Yeah. My pizza was well nice.
Yeah, well, this is it. He started smoking.
My
pizza was lovely. Should have kept with the pizza. Yeah.
Just to stay on theme with this place, we went back the next day for some food and you got a chocolate waffle.
Yep.
And which came out like 20 minutes before
American
ours.
American style coffee.
Also known as an Americano.
No.
Oh, no, you got a cappuccino, you're lying.
Cappuccino.
Oh,
yeah.
Lying git.
Took a sip of it and then never touched it again, just went.
And us three, we got a ham and cheese omelette.
No, you're missing a key ingredient. Water.
Like, no, how do you fuck up an omelette?
Just a ham and cheese omelette. Like, it's really simple. Also, fucking chips again. I didn't even want the chips, but they're, again... Cold as fuck. Like, literally, not a single bit of heat was radiating from
him. I had two good meals in that restaurant.
The omelette was just soaked, you know, you picked it up. It's just swimming.
Honestly, I didn't mention it at the time because, like...
Didn't want to be rude.
I didn't want to, like, scare you guys, but it was wet because it was still the egg.
Yeah.
It wasn't water, it was still the egg.
Yeah.
Because inside was all still cut. Like, my cheese wasn't melted or anything like that. It was just the egg.
Like, it was like ham from a fucking meal deal sandwich.
I told you guys, why are you ordering this experimental shit?
It's a fucking omelette.
It's like in France, mate.
Omelette is like the easiest fucking thing in the world to make. It requires like three fucking ingredients.
But we've been to France many times and you know that they don't know what they're fucking doing over there.
It took them ages to make. It's literally something
ages to take the order, to give us a menu.
And you know, what? He took payment before he served us the food, so we knew it was going to be shit.
I had a lovely pizza. I had a lovely waffle. Ice cream.
Man had waffle for like essentially like brunch time.
You know the best thing I had from that restaurant? The fucking Powerade. The Powerade really sorted me out.
It did look nice.
How weird though for a restaurant to sell Powerade.
I know. And then she went, I think it's just the blue one. Yeah, that'll do. That's what I'm after.
It's not really weird considering it's literally a ski resort.
Yeah,
like it's an active resort.
Yes, but still.
Anyway, the main thing to take away, the food was shit unless you're Rob Kellis who orders a waffle of chocolate
Well, you can diss me for ordering it, mate, but I fucking enjoyed it. Like, so who's laughing now?
Hey, we got a payback later.
If you're staying
home,
at a ski resort, make your own fucking food.
What did you sit on that flight home? The whole hour and a half.
Yeah, the Malteser.
Man sat on a random Malteser for an hour and a half.
Like, the fact that it's random doesn't make it worse.
No, but you sat on it, and he got up, and it just kicked the back of your trousers.
I know, my brand new car.
Walking, trying to hide him, can you see it?
That was so funny. And do you know what? That was the theme of the whole trip, being hilarious.
Yeah.
And it was so hilarious all the way through.
That's it. Like I said in the group chat before we'd gone, I could not wait for to go away and it be us four again, because when it's us four, we always have a laugh, but God, we never stopped laughing on this trip.
Even when it ended, when we were back, we were still just fucking taking
the piss
out of
each other. It was truly
what do we do night three? Is that a stupid question?
No, so night three, we went to
Tomorrowland.
Yeah, so we done.
Oh,
I know we got the Model Y home. This was the
World's worst playlist.
Yeah,
but it took us on the random route.
This is what we did wrong though. We didn't go home at 11. Went home at midnight.
We spent
an extra hour.
My Uber for that trip says we got home at midnight.
Did we? Are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I had to cancel it. And it says I cancelled it 2 minutes before midnight.
Well, we just went to Moose Bar. I remember that. We did the second night again. Moose Bar.
Is that the vodka night?
This was it.
This is so dumb. So we just...
This was the day where we got there as the bar opened at 7, right?
Yeah, yeah, it was. Yeah. And we just thought, let's have...
We need to get the energy up.
Four vodka Red Bulls each in a quick row. Fast forward to us laid in bed with hearts pumping, racing,
just not being able to sleep.
I said, let's all get a vodka Red Bull each. Then he said, second round, same again. And I just thought, that's it now, innit? We have the second one. He goes, who's getting a drink? Same again.
Yeah, it's good. Jake,
we're three in.
Jake, this is taking too long. Give me your thing. I want to go get some more.
God.
By the time it got to the fourth, we were out of there, I think.
No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We went out, went about, and we went back in it.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
We did go back.
We did loo roll on,
so
on
we'd,
his head.
We'd have four vodka Red Bulls. Did we have all else to drink?
Yeah, we had, on top of that, we went into the Moose Bar and everything else, and we left it and went to some of the other stages.
Yeah,
we went back on the Bud and Corona, and then we went back to the Moose Bar.
Here's the thing.
Went to the toilets, went inside, got another drink, and then we started going hard when they had the smoke machine and shit going off, and we're all sweating like mad.
And here's the thing, I don't think we were drunk. We were just so wired from four Red Bulls. That's not natural, man.
And then we had
the shittest playlist ever. This was
created,
a real
man.
A real baller getting up. This was like when we
first.
I feel like we got it about. We must have started trying it about 10:30 then, because we would have got it at 11
maybe.
And got home for 12.
Because he took a different
route.
He took
three wrong turns.
So got the Uber and it said like €80. Right, fine, we'll pay it. Ooh, nice Model Y. It was that night I learned that you can just go when he says like "Oh, do you want to pay a higher fare?" You can just go, "No." And it just got, and it just reaches out to another driver, and it was like, "Oh, Model Y, nice Tesla vehicle, yeah, nice electric, smooth vehicle. Yeah, we'll take that." Fucking horrible on those mountain roads. The instant torque.
Yeah, it was terrible.
And he fucking went down the wrong way, like
three times.
He saw a turning, and he just went, "Nah, no, fuck it."
He did it. He did it constantly, and he
didn't. You do that a few times, Russ, on this
on the first day. But, I made one wrong turn.
What about in Manchester on the way back?
Yeah, I was fucked.
But we were there. We were trying to keep the energy going because everyone's wired to fuck on these Red Bulls and a lot of vodka.
Yeah,
but when you're in the Uber, you want a bit of, you know, a bit of a party atmosphere.
We say, "Can we have the music on?" Rob goes, Je t'aime
la musique pop.
Yep. The guy doesn't say a word. He just starts a playlist. And
the garage band.
First song. What was the first song he played? It was all okay.
Oh, I don't know. I've took some pictures of his.
I know he had cake on. I know he had that, "Take me to your best friend's house.
Yeah. Where it was like proper like
script.
The script. It was like proper like 2010.
Oh, Future Will I Am.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great.
He had like,
love that song.
Oh, it was so shit. Yeah,
there was
shit.
That terrible, terrible cover of Valerie. Wasn't it like,
that was Valerie?
No, it was.
It was by Cake, weren't it?
I Will Survive. Was it I Will Survive?
I Will Survive by Cake.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. They do the, "Hey, well, the
who the fuck is Cake?"
And maybe the song.
Fun was another one.
Ooh, it was just shit. Put it this way, it was
the
shit.
The most generic pop music you've ever heard.
All you could hear is us kind of muttering to each other, like going like, "What the fuck is this?"
I was so close to chubbing all over that guy.
Going, this is a real shit vibe. And then he passed the Bibby. Past the haunted biblioteca.
He went
past it real quick. We didn't even get to fucking appreciate it.
It was the only thing that stopped him from chubbing, honestly. Just being so thrilled we saw it again.
Finally got back.
God, it's good, that
pissed
baby.
Outside. Saw a guy coming down the top of the mountain with a fucking torch. Me and Rob were looking at him going, like, what's he doing?
Slope.
Yeah, we were like, what's he doing? There, like, is he checking for dickheads who are hammered walking back home for some reason? Or is he the dickhead who's hammered walking back home? We couldn't tell.
I'll tell you why he fucked that up, that drive, so much. Because he was using both the Uber app and also the Tesla navigation.
And they were showing different times as well.
And that's the one that cost fucking €160 rather than 80. Because he fucked it up. And I put in a complaint to you, Uber, but you just said no. So brilliant.
That's your answer, innit?
Yeah.
No means no.
Yeah. Like, even though I'm right, I've still,
You've just got to take the L, aren't you?
Yeah.
Fucking well annoying. What did we do? So then we woke up the next day.
And we made sure it was another get up early. Let's get out because we want to get to the last two stages.
Which were top of the mountain.
Yeah.
And Reflection of Love.
Yeah.
So we got to Reflection. We got the ski lift again.
Oh, no. We got the bus this time to the ski lift.
Yes, we got the ski lift to Tomorrowland.
Again.
Yeah.
Then we got the free shuttle bus to the other end of Tomorrowland or the resort. Then we got the ski lift up the mountain to Reflection of Love as soon as it opened. Lovely.
Yeah. I remember waking up that morning, by the way, not hungover, just out.
Heart pounding.
Yeah, literally my heart was going mental. I was fine and I was wide awake.
Oh, I had shit sleep.
You know that thing you can do where like you can have like a real power nap and like you have a coffee before and you sleep for 20 minutes.
I've heard of this.
And then you wake up totally refreshed.
Is that a real thing?
I think that's what I did that night. It was fucking great. I woke up like, right, fucking on it. I had so much energy.
A friend of mine, she told me that this trick about where she could only sleep for like 30 minutes. She was like at work doing loads of shit and she had to have a sleep, but then had to present something, I don't know. And she was like, we slept with like our legs elevated. And apparently if you sleep with your legs elevated above your head and your torso, it does a similar thing to like a power nap.
And then Michael and Scott walk.
It wasn't her. It wasn't her. It was a different girl. So yeah, we got up to Reflection of Love, the nicest stage. Finally, I had the moment of, there's a thumbnail.
Yeah. Beautiful stage.
And it looks great in the thumbnail as well.
Yeah.
Really, really
nice.
That's
one thing that we can take from Tomorrowland.
We always say, let's make sure we take plenty of photos. We took loads of photos because there were so many great opportunities. Like, we got some great Instas.
Yeah. And
we did a little bit of a PlayStation 5.
Yeah, we did.
Which were fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of AI going on. There's a lot of
AI. Hey, this AI kind of made this trip. But we...
Soon AI will replace us and it'll learn to not ski and go to a festival in Cat Ford.
Thank God. Hopefully it learns how to change the camera properly.
Thank God.
One and done.
But we... We had a good time up there. It was dead as fuck, but we had a good time still.
Yeah, it was lovely.
It was nice, like having a beer that early and
from
like
the snow,
just appreciating. Yeah,
taking it out of the snow.
It was lovely that
Jock stood at a main stage at Tomorrowland, gets a call from his therapist.
No, my doctor, literally my doctor, saying like, well, it's time for you.
Can you turn the music down? He said.
Yeah. She's going. Yeah, you've missed your medication review for your antidepressants. Can you turn the music down? I can't hear you. And I just went,
I'm not depressed anymore. Listen to this.
I was just like, I'm really sorry. I can't do it. I'm on top of a mountain at Tomorrowland Winter. And she went, well, I'll reschedule
in. Right, they're
going to
know what Tomorrowland Winter is at the doctors, man.
But I just like, she was like, I'll reschedule in. I'm like, cheers.
I've heard you cured. It's the EDM that's been the cure.
But I was just like, God, this numbers calling me from Sheffield constantly. Maybe it's the landlord needing to come over for something. Nope, it's just my doctor. But hey, problem solved.
And we didn't spend too long at the Reflection of Love, did we?
Because we were dead.
We wanted to get up.
It was a good vibe.
What we thought was going to be the
one,
the pinnacle of the resistance,
top of the mountain, the highest end flagship stage.
This one wasn't really well signposted. So these stages that we tried to this one in particular, the top of the mountain one. It just wasn't on the digital map at all.
It wasn't.
And it wasn't signposted really anywhere other than at the ski lift. And it says like, what was the first stage that we went to at the top of the mountain? Because it was past that.
It was past the garden.
Yeah.
But remember, we got up there and a stranger had to overhear that we were looking for top of the mountain and pointed us to the ski lift.
The only place where it said like, this is where the stage is like at the bottom of that ski lift where it says, fucking Flying Lotus stage or whatever, and top of the mountain. But like top of the mountain wasn't in like any sort of like, it didn't look like
it
a stage.
It was kind of almost if it was like a secret stage of like, oh my God, like if you know, if you go there, you're going to be fucking impressed.
Anyway, we got two ski lifts up.
Took forever to get up there. Must have at least half an hour, 45 minutes to get up.
To the point where you get your final ski, your cable car up. So we get there, massive queue, and we're like, oh, this best be worth it.
This was one of the times where we were like, we had our press wristband on.
That didn't do it.
Which isn't just press, it's like crew wristband.
Yeah.
Like working. And it was the only one that you kind of needed to skip the queue if you wanted to get up and cover it. But the only one that didn't seem to have any queue skip.
So we queued all the way around, and then a guy opened a second lane and just went, yeah, just to do a bit of traffic control. You guys go through.
Yeah, it was very
and
fortunate.
We managed to then jump like near the front of everyone else. Still had to wait in the waiting area of the cable car for everyone else to get there. Longest ski lift, cable car coming down. Took about 15 minutes to get to us.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Filled to the brim with people. Got another 15 minutes up. And then what was that stage like when we got there?
It was a little desk.
On a bit of
it wasn't a stage.
No.
It
was just a table. There was a DJ there. It was probably as big as like this room is.
It would be like taking a speaker and putting it on a table and going like, yeah.
I expected so much more.
Yeah.
It was like a DJ on a balcony.
Nowhere to get a drink.
It was quite underwhelming that was the end the of last, the Tomorrowland for us, because just up there, we filmed our conclusion as well.
Yeah.
And if we'd have gone up there, and it would have been a mental stage.
Maybe we'd have been
a bit more positive in the conclusion, though we were generally quite positive.
Yeah.
Maybe that would have been a great time for us to be like, you know what, we got it wrong. We have been doing it all wrong. We should have come here first. We should have experienced it properly. No, it was shit. Yeah. Fucking pointless.
Here's one for you. Cost aside, knowing what you know now, would you go back?
No.
I definitely would.
No,
would you?
Absolutely. If we could go back, stay in the resort, Know when everything opens.
Yeah. That's
stay
true.
Out till two every night. See Steve Aoki. We would have a great time.
No, I think the things that made us have a good time were things like the Moose Bar, which you can do at normal Tomorrowland.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's like the ski lifts.
Imagine that as well.
The ski lifts. But if you're in the ski resort, you're not getting those wonderful ski lifts every day. You're getting mainly cable carts to the top of the mountains.
That's a good point.
And on top of that, the main area didn't open till 7, so we were bored at parts going like, we just have to get a drink.
I really don't want to go with Mary, Dan and Ben.
Ooh. Well, that's your spot.
I think if we were to do it again, I think we'd do a hell of a lot more prep.
Yeah.
We'd stay on site.
Yeah.
We would stay for the full 7 days. We'd
probably ski as well.
Yep. Actually do some shit like that. Get a few lessons in before we go.
I'll teach you.
Oh yeah, I've seen you on those skis.
Don't worry,
mate.
I taught him.
Pizza. I'm not stopping.
I didn't know you had to like slalom.
Would have went on that toggan thing.
We did go well, on toboggan.
But much earlier. Not leave it to fucking last.
We'd go on it every day.
yeah. Fuck me. Nicer place to stay, not a fucking cramped
food
room.
Would still be
we
shit,
will.
Though.
Yeah, I mean, food would but, still be shit.
No, but would eat.
We'd go to the supermarket.
Cook at home.
Hear me out. Why wouldn't we just do Tomorrowland Brazil Summit?
Yes. And the newly announced Tomorrowland, where?
Thailand.
Thailand.
So it's not announced. I think it's like...
Dan's already signed himself up for that.
Jeffrey, it's good to see you again.
Well, I tell you what.
His name's not Jeffrey.
Thailand would be scary though because of all the spiders.
What? The spiders?
Spiders in Thailand.
Yeah, massive spiders.
So the Thailand.
You're thinking of Australia?
No, there's massive. There's
and
literally massive.
Well,
I'm telling you.
You've been to Thailand?
Yeah.
Oh, when it's red hot. They do this thing called
boys.
Wanger shrimp on the barbie,
boys,
eh?
Boys, you listen. Chucky's been to Thailand.
Yeah, I've been all over, mate. Get with the program.
This is fucking mental.
He don't have any real experience there.
So, sorry, we're my family. Sorry.
Did you suck a cock there, yes or no?
No, I'm not you.
No, not when in Rome, experience. Eh? Boys, come on. Like.
When in Rome.
So apparently that hasn't been like officially announced. It's got, I think it's one of those things where like...
Forget that I said it.
There's been like a permit asked for to like do an event
there. I'll admit
there.
That poster did seem a bit...
like the Arctic Monkeys Hillsborough party that they've been talking about for 5 years.
Yeah.
But I'd just say, just do it in another country. I think, yeah, I can understand why you'd want to go back.
Tomorrowland... In the UK, I would love to see that. We've got Boomtown, and Boomtown is exquisite.
Yeah, it's great.
Think what Tomorrowland could bring.
Yeah,
in the UK,
be probably full of
you know
posh twats though, wouldn't it?
That's fine, man. They're all right.
You know,
the posh twats.
I have so much respect for Boomtown for just cashing in on it and just going like, "That's great. We're just going to do that, and it's going to be in this country, and it's going to be just as good."
It is. It's different enough.
There's still sprinklings of like UK festival in there.
Yeah, it's
but there's enough. There's enough of Tomorrowland
there's
in there.
There's a reason why Boomtown won the TPD award for best festival last year and Tomorrowland didn't. Because Boomtown is consistently good throughout.
Yeah.
Whereas Tomorrowland, it really is kind of up and down.
It's hard work. It really is work.
Shall we leave them with tell about the merch that we went to.
Oh, the store. Yeah.
The very last
quick minute. Summary of the store.
So, I had a nice thought. It was coming to the end of like our first proper weekend.
We got home early.
We were in the village. In the chalet or whatever it's called.
Oh, we need to talk about the old Pizzagate at the end as well.
Pizzagate.
Oh
yeah. And I was thinking, let's get all four of us a Tomorrowland flag.
And we'd been to the store multiple times.
Yeah, but we'd just not transacted anything. So I was going to order them online. And then Raz is like, why don't we just drive? Like, we were all knackered. A nice kind of half an hour each way drive through the Alps one last time, go to the Tomorrowland
store. It wasn't dark
yet,
so it was...
And it'd be nice and
monkeys.
Just tire us out as we... And then we get home and get to bed for like half nine, ten-ish.
Yeah.
It would close when we got
it. Was the fact we'd literally gone to it that day, looked at it, saw it was closed, and we're like,
we looked at
literally
the opening times.
Looking at the times.
Yeah.
Right, there's the times. We've got a clip of us looking at the time, and we just didn't put the pieces together.
But it's so dumb that it was closed.
Friday night.
You should be cashing in hard, selling all the stock you can, clearing it out, because you only got to take it back home.
Yeah, but one of the nights when we were in the main area of Tomorrowland, it was open. But yeah. for whatever reason, yeah. that Friday, it was like, nah, we're just going to close it early.
So we didn't get any Tomorrowland stuff. But I do want to get the flag, and I'd like us all to get something. But then I remember that the video cost us £5,100 to make.
Yeah, that was a real sobering moment.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But you know what?
Sling that in a...
Everyone's going to watch the video twice. Help out with the AdSense.
And show it your mum and dad.
Show it your mum and join dad. Join the Patreon. Or just mum for us too.
Join the Patreon and get in the Discord and let's badmouth it all together.
Yeah. Go to tpd.tv, get a tote bag, get a beanie for snowbombing.
Hey, one last thing. Pizzagate, right? So before going to the... before attempting to go to the merch, we were starving once again. Haven't
truly... eaten. Famished.
Once again, haven't eaten, has prioritised the video, has prioritised... We had one beer that day. One fucking beer.
It's true.
It's literally all that entered our system.
Yeah.
One beer.
Yeah. So we get back to the village. We're looking all over for somewhere to eat. Obviously, the whole fucking... Well, I say obviously. The whole fucking place closes between, what, 12 and like 6?
Oh, one and
because
five,
everyone's on the slopes, so it makes sense. Like, why would they be open? The shops, restaurants. But there was like one restaurant open... And it was the same shit one from the second day that we were there. And I couldn't do that to myself. Walking around again and again. The only place where we could get some food is this pizza vending machine.
God, Europeans love vending machines for
and
weird
go,
shit.
We go to it, we look around again, and we go back to it, and we go, we'd really like to go to this bar that we went to for the first night.
That smelled great.
Lovely pizzas looked like it. Loads of different toppings as well. I bet they could create a great pizza. We didn't know what time it opened, so we placed an order with the vending machine. As the pizzas were cooking, we used Google Translate to read the sign on the machine. It said the actual place opened in 20 minutes. But too late. We're already getting these pizzas. So we get these. What was it? You got a 4 cheese one.
Three cheese.
Three
fromage.
And we get a margarita because... We're not idiots and we know what the French are like with cheese, you know, weird cheese and that.
Still got my big baby bell in the fridge.
Same.
I was meant to bring it.
How are you eating it, chocolate? Like, what are you eating it with a knife and fork?
I was thinking, not
a knife and fork, but just slicing it into like big pizza
manageable
slices.
Chunks.
So I said, oh, Hannah, look, big baby bell, let's share it. So we had it and we've only eaten like a little bit.
I was debating because I know baby bells melt quite well. I didn't know whether it was worth putting.
Some,
no, but I was thinking about, might put it on some like do
camembert.
Cheese on toast.
With a baby bell.
Do it like camembert.
Oh, camembert, that's not a bad idea.
Or raclette, like at Rise with the scooping it off the side.
Oh, very nice.
I never thought of that. That's a, put it in a little dish.
Yeah.
I like that. I might do that this weekend.
Anyway, the pizzas from the vending machine were okay. Yeah. They did the job. And actually, I think just due to not eating, they became actually quite nice.
They probably had a little artificial jump up.
And Shockey, the real MVP, got some little salami.
And
I popped that on there. And you know what? It's better than that fucking pizza that we had at the restaurant.
Oh, absolutely.
Awful.
Just to reiterate, my pizza I had was well nice before the vending machine.
Shut up.
And the waffle was nice as well.
What about you looking
shut
at...
Shut up and let me laugh.
Shut up, you stupid cunt, and let me laugh. What about the homemade mayo though? Because that really put you off.
God.
I just because it's not meant to be. Like I want my mayo in a
Hellman's
in a thing
bottle.
That says Hellman's. I don't even want that. Like mayo freaks me out because
I don't
like
I
eggs.
Want mayo.
I'll eat mayo when it's provided on a burger, but I will never
what
dip in mayo.
Are?
Mayo it's, chicken.
Oh yeah.
I will so never like, dip in mayo. I look a bit of the old. Autism. We're all autistic. I'm just the first to admit it.
When you say it like that, mate, you really prove your point.
Yeah. That's really strange, though. Like, just have some fucking mayo, man.
I do have mayo. I love a mayo chicken, and I actively like the taste of mayonnaise, but I just don't want to see it or squirt it out
what
of a bottle.
What if Wingstop came up to you, and they said, oh, lovely wings for you.
Well, I'm walking over to Wingstop. His
homemade mayo. What are you doing?
But it's not homemade in Wingstop because
Wingstop is a big franchise
and they would not allow homemade.
What if
stuff's gone through quality control is what I mean.
But this,
this
one...
random gaff that had served food that you guys didn't like, as we've learned now, and made a very sus omelette only backs up the fact that the homemade mayo was to not be trusted.
But Raz and Jake had
the mayo was the best part.
Well, you said the Powerade was the best part.
I mean of the food.
Mayo's a condiment.
Thank you.
Mayo's a condiment. Oh God! Tomorrowland winter. Hopefully, you've enjoyed the video. I think it's excellent.
Can't wait to watch it.
I'm going to tell you what, to you guys right now,
just to finish it off. Tomorrowland winter. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
It's hard. It is hard.
Do you know what? So everything, all in. So this is cost and everything. Yeah, that's a really easy one for me.
Go on.
Yeah, probably overall.
Yeah, it was expensive.
There are so many better ways to spend that money, that amount of time. Like, think about how good of a time we could have in 4 or 5 days.
Yeah,
anywhere you are else. Right.
Yeah,
with £1,000 budget.
Do you know what? Thumbs down. Thumbs down.
I look forward to the next time the four of us go away to a festival.
Me too.
Because I'm sure still bring the vibes real hard.
And do you know what's going to be interesting? The next festival that we're at as a four, as in us four at, is also with Mary.
Yep.
And it's also our biggest of the year. Ooh. So do you know what? It might work really well.
Ooh,
or it might show us, do you know what? Mary's actually a weakling.
Oh, God, that's a great shout. Oh, I'm actually excited for that.
But if Mary is
now
what I think she'll be, which is, you know, enjoying herself.
Funny.
And on the level.
Great.
She often
great
is,
sign.
Yeah.
Then we can only look forward to that lovely sunny event in April.
Yep. Mm.
And on that bombshell, please do let us know what you think of this particular layout. I'm switching the cameras manually. It's the only way we know how to do it. So I apologize if missed a few. It's the first time doing this. Let us know what you think of the layout. Let us know what you changed.
We do have a background still coming,
background
so
on the way.
Don't worry about that.
What else?
You could angle that camera better. It's not been a good angle for me, that.
No, it's hard to find a good angle for you.
Yeah.
Ginger boy.
Shut
tomorrow,
up.
Later. Right.
Same angle as your teeth.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Straight.
I'm going to go get a Wingstop.
I'm going to have a piss and then get a
I join you on that?
Oh, perfect. Absolutely. Let's rock and roll, boyos. Right. And on that bombshell,
peace out.
Fucking bye.
I think it's playing. Bye.